everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning. 7:10, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
Before we do your forecast here, I want to do a quick shout-out. So yesterday, after I finished up at the gym, I was craving some Mexican cuisine.
Yeah.
So I went over to Azul real quick to get some food to take home. Kiki likes the chips and queso, and I got some other delicious stuff. But while I was there, sitting at the bar, I made my order. A guy next to me was like, hey, on the radio, I said, I always say, usually I go, it depends on if you like the show or not.
Right.
They say, no, I don't. They say, no, I'm not on the radio. But yeah, I got to meet the guy. His name is John. Mm-hmm. He's from England. Moved over here like 8 years ago to go to school. And now he just lives in this area. Great guy. Had a nice chat with him. And I want to give him a shout out. Say, John, thanks for listening. I appreciate it, brother.
What's up, John?
Yeah.
You know what? I know why John knew you were on the radio. Because he heard you across the bar.
He was actually outside in his car.
Right.
With his music on loud.
Sounds like the guy on the radio.
He introduced himself. I asked him, where are you from? He said, England. I said, you sound like y'all from London. And then he promptly left. No, that's not how it went. I had a nice chat with him. Really nice guy. And yeah, hopefully he's spreading the word about us whenever he goes home.
So you made a friend. You got a friend now.
I finally have a friend.
Right. Buddy. It took you 3 years.
Why don't you shut the hell up? I got all sorts of friends.
He's got a friend.
Like my mom and Kiki.
Yeah.
Definitely not you.
My dog.
No, I hate those. I hate those little bastards. So yeah, John from England. Thanks for listening, brother. We appreciate it. All right. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Of course, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Oh, did I take Pump That Septic? Nice.
Here you go.
Nailed it, buddy.
See?
Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. The Frito-Lay Snack Company continues to roll out new and weird potato chip flavors. Their three newest flavors include Wavy Electric Lime and Sea Salt, Flamin' Hot Dill Pickle, and beer cheese.
Well,
that's right.
It's a bunch of stoners over there at Frito-Lay.
I guess so, dude. Well, you're high all the time. Do you like Frito-Lays when you're stoned?
No, I'm not high all the time, Brock.
You're high right now. And you smoked the dope before the show.
Absolutely not. I'm a responsible young adult.
No, you are not.
I'm a very responsible guy.
I think chips are a good munchy food.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I'm boozing. See, I get the drunchies. People, and that's a real thing, okay? You get the munchies when you're high. You get the drunchies when you're a little drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like chips and salsa when I've been drinking.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice, the salt really makes you, it balances everything out really well.
I'm just kind of, I'm good with the classic. I like the regular Doritos.
Just a good old Dorito.
And just give me a good old classic plain Lay's chip, man.
Cool Ranch or just the regular nacho cheese Dorito?
You got to go nacho cheese because I puked up the Cool Ranch too many times. They're so good. Can't stop eating them. Yeah, they taste a lot better on the way down. I'll tell you that much, bro.
You know, I was just thinking. See, we've been kind of reminiscing today. You were talking about the Indian in the cupboard and mouse on a motorcycle. I was talking about home improvement. And you know what? You and I lived in a world before Cool Ranch Doritos.
Oh, yeah.
Can you believe that?
We lived in a world where they had 3D Doritos.
Oh!
Remember that?
Those were all right. It was more of like a, how do they do this with their chip?
Yeah.
That's it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. They weren't great.
I'm looking up when they were released. Iconic nacho cheese, kind of half to the real Sakura.
Wait,
Cool Ranch was in 1986.
I was going to say, I thought they'd been out for a while.
Really?
Yeah. Cool Ranch is good.
Man. Well, okay, so technically I was born in 86, right? I didn't think they were that. I for some reason, I feel like it was like the 90s when Cool Ranch came out.
I think the original Doritos and the Cool Ranch are the original.
Man, they've been around that long. See, Cool Ranch, dude, don't get me started. I could literally eat.
You know what's really good they have now is the taco flavor Doritos. I don't know if you've had those. Oh, my God. I don't know what they do in that factory and what they put on those chips. And by the way, they only season one side of them, you bastard.
No, they don't. That is the dumbest.
Yes, they do.
Don't start. Do not start with that because it's the most ridiculous thing.
Seasoned on one side.
I should have never even brought up chips because I knew you were going to say something stupid. Anyway, according to a new survey, 60% of respondents said that they had a sex bucket list.
Really?
A list of things they want to do.
Sexually.
In the sex department, yes. Topping the list are having sex in a car, 30%. Doing it in a body of water, 27%.
Overrated.
Using an adult toy, 25%. Okay, both of those. Doing it in a car, first of all, high school. That was the number one place to go. And it's tough, all right? Unless you got at least like an SUV or some kind of thing that's got some headroom.
Yeah.
Doing it in a body of water. Okay, first of all.
Sucks.
If you want to have parasites crawling up your urethra, go ahead, do it. That's fantastic.
What kind of body of water are you doing
Any
it in?
Any kind of pond or lake? For God's sakes. And hot tubs, folks, I don't know if you know this. Those are just petri dishes of, that's just human soup canisters. That's all it is.
Absolutely.
And don't do it. Water is not nature's lubricant,
it's
folks.
It's not. It's horrible. Opposite.
It's horrible. And then you're going to put it in a pool that is full of chemicals. Cross that off the list.
What's a hot tub's good for? It's playing footsie with the person across from
Pretty
you.
Much, yeah.
And you know, just hoping it's the right person.
Yeah. That's fine. That's fine. Maybe a little over the shorts action to get you all riled up before you get out of the high. Do it. And you know what? No, fun story. In the shower, same thing.
Terrible.
Water sucks.
It's terrible.
Last night I was trying to surprise Kiki. All right. I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to go. She's taking a shower. I'm going to go in there and jump in. It's going to be all hot and soapy and sexy.
All right.
Well, really, just ended up me standing outside the shower naked because I scared her. And she's like, I'm not done yet. Give me a minute.
So not enough room in here anyway.
I'm just standing there naked like a jackass, drawing on the mirrors because they're fogged up. Right. Going, are you done yet? Can I come in? It's cold out here. No, not yet. I'm shaving my legs.
It's freezing.
Right. And then, of course, you get in there. There's no good angle. Water sucks.
Nope.
It really, really sucks.
Really, really sucks.
So, yeah. And using a toy. I mean, that's fun. You can have fun with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Spice it up a little bit.
Don't go too crazy, though. Like, ladies, don't come in with, like, a lightsaber.
Right. Jeez, man.
I don't know about that.
Ladies got the better end of the deal on that one. But the toys?
Think so?
Yeah. There ain't too many for guys. I mean, there are some for guys.
I think it's getting better.
It's getting better.
I.e. sex robots.
God, you just can't wait. You think about that a lot.
You're the greatest thing. No, because you know why? And two, like, all right, what's creepy? A vibrator or a fleshlight? Everyone's going to say the fleshlight, right?
Yeah.
But we shouldn't be judged for that. The vibrator's literally the same form as the male anatomy.
Yeah.
You know, they got realistic dongers that you suction cup to a wall. That's cool for a chick to have. But if I got a fleshlight that looks like a vagina, I'm the creep.
It's a double standard.
It's ridiculous.
It is.
So you know what? I'm embracing sex robots. I want a full-on silicone babe.
You know why? It's because women are hot. They're fun to look at. You and your dangling thing isn't appealing.
That's true.
You know, so it's a double standard.
What?
But
come on now, I'm an attractive guy. At least I try to be.
Yeah.
I was in high school. I didn't have this. So I guess it's maybe a little creepier now seeing a guy with a dad bod.
Yeah.
You know they make mounts for fleshlights, right?
Oh my.
Literally, you can suction cup that thing to a wall.
Did you see the one they had with an iPad case?
It's
an iPad case with a fleshlight built into it. Yeah, think about that.
That's a lot better than the googly eyes I put on mine.